woke up from, I guess it was a nap. I only slept for 4 hours, but, and then I woke up with this thought in my mind that for years, and I don't know what this is I don't look at women who are butch and say, oh, they look like men. I look at men and say, oh, he looks like a butch woman. Does that make any sense? Do straight people even know what I'm talking about right now? And especially now, where men just do not look like men anymore. They all look like lesbians to me. They all look like butch lesbians to me. Why does every man look like a lesbian? Like a butch lesbian from 1970? What is that? Can somebody explain that to me? And what is my gender dysmorphia? I don't know. Why do all men look like Pat? Pat from SNL. Why? Why? What happened, you know what I mean, to, like, men without being a disgusting brute savage? I guess that's what has been traded, is brute savagery for actual masculinity. I guess the more unmasculine you are, the more you have to make up for your lack of masculinity by being a, you know, a brute savage that, you know, puts women down. I guess that's probably why. I think that's a horrible theory, because there was a certain time period where it was just the norm for men to beat their wives. And that still is the norm in certain parts of the country, but that's anti-ethnic or whatever. I don't know. That's phobic something or other when you talk about it. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, why is that not part of the conversation? How is it not part of the conversation when you talk about certain parts of the country or certain cultures? They just pretend that maybe if we ignore it, you know, no one will notice, so that we can make our sick point that they're somehow victims, you know? Anyway, I don't give a shit what anybody thinks about anything that I say anymore. My sinuses are just a nightmare right now. I just woke up and I'm rambling in your face. I'm rambling in your face. Hello?
Hello?
How was your weekend?
I had in my head, I was thinking, I really wish Sandy was here right now listening to just the conversation. Two girls, they're like trying to break up with their girlfriends. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what's the problem? Just break up with them. They said, no, it's not that easy. You have to break up with them, you know, like 9 times for them to really get it. They're really needy and clingy. And listen, you know what I do? If I break up with somebody and they don't want to leave, you know, like the bartender's like listening. This guy was listening on our conversation.
Right.
So I said, if they don't want to leave, I just call 911.
And have them physically, have the police remove them?
Yeah. He's like, they're like, you're so heartless. Heartless. I'm like, if I'm breaking up with someone, I'm not dragging that shit out. Pack your bags. If you don't leave, I'll have someone help you leave.
Right. Pack your bags and get out.
Yeah. Out.
I know someone, this is a long time ago, I know someone who, they broke up and they were fighting over the dogs. And so she was like more of the animal lover. So she just thought, well, of course the dogs are coming with me. Oh no, honey. There was three of them. There were three little dogs. And so they started playing manipulation games with the dogs. So one of them kept the dogs in the house and locked her out and changed the locks. So she came when she was at work and broke into the house and stole those dogs, honey. All three of them. All three of them, because then they started saying, well, then I'm going to keep two of them, and you keep one. No, I want this one. No, I want all of them. They're all mine. You don't care about those. She took all those dogs away from her. Is that fucked up, or is that fucked up? What if you're in love with those animals?
I know you have to, like, work something out, but what are you going to do? You know what? You got to take it as a loss, because when you're in a relationship and now it's time to divide things, like, I don't fight over petty shit.
Well, but what if you're an animal lover and you're in love with your pet? Then what do you do?
You take him to court, no? Can't you take him to court? Isn't that crazy, though? Like, pretty...
I would turn into, like, these men that hack their wives up with swords. I would be out there in my underwear swinging a samurai sword on 83rd Street. If you try to take my pets away from me, I could never even imagine.
I know people who did visiting shit with the cats. Are you fucking kidding me? You visiting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are you going to do? Like, if you're really that attached to the dog, you have to do the visitation. I know lesbian couples that I stopped dating girls for that.
Well, if one of these lesbian bitches, she's going to have a heart attack, like she's going to kill herself over the dog, then I guess she gets the dog. If the bitch looks like she's going to have a nervous breakdown over the dog.
Sorry, but...
No, we'll be fine. That's why no more pets for me. That's it. I'm without a pet. I don't want any more animals. If, you know, I get with somebody, she has a pet, they want a pet, then you get a pet. I don't want to know nothing about it.
It's so funny because I bought Freddy when I was with my ex, and I said... I paid for the dog, because she tried to pull that bullshit. And I was like, I paid for the dog, this is my dog. Fuck you.
Well, I guess if you paid for the animal, it's yours. Yeah. But then what if you both paid for the pet? Then what?
I know. I don't know. Then, you know what? Let me tell you something. It depends why you're separating. Like, if she cheated on me and it was her dog, I don't care how it's at, take the fucking dog. I don't want to see your face. It's a tie with someone. Why? If I'm leaving a relationship, I don't want any ties with you.
Damn, you cold.
I don't want any ties with you, and I'm calling 911.
Yeah, but now all of these lesbians, they all have kids now.
I know. Oh, my God. The thought of having kids with a lesbian, that's, like, scary.
The thought of having kids is scary. Never mind with a lesbian. The thought of having a lesbian is more horrifying than anything. Oh, there's so much background noise because you're in the car.
It's raining like cats and dogs.
I know, it's really amazing out there.
Now when I have to go to a dance class, like...
I know. What are you doing there? What do? You do, like, a somersaults in there?
what do you mean somersaults?
I would love to have you in dance class on video.
No, I started taking hip-hop classes, and it's really fun, and, you know, my job is stressful.
Well, maybe
I have a good time with this.
Why don't you take jazz classes so you could do jazz hands?
You do jazz hands. I'll take a jazz class sometime.
Okay, so we were talking about the clubs. I just wanted to talk really quick. You know when you're in a club, right, which I don't go into the big clubs anymore. I don't do that. But, like, do you remember when you go into, like, these huge clubs where there's, like, thousands of people and it's jam-packed? Jam-packed that you can't even see your way across to the other side of the bar, and then the club, and then you're walking through the crowd and you have to rub your entire body on people. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that sometimes starts fights between two girls if they're with someone. Like, if there's, like, a couple together and someone has to rub by, and then someone's drunk and they get stupid and, like, cop a feel, like, it's a setup for an argument.
Right, I didn't think of that. I was just thinking about the positive side because I wanted to know if you've ever gotten a thrill when a good-looking girl has done that to you. I just want to know.
No, that's the honest truth.
Well, I just want to say that that has happened to me and I have gotten a thrill.
And what did you do?
Nothing. I was standing there and the girl walked by and I was already fascinated by her because I'd seen her about a million thousand times and I was madly obsessed, like, infatuated, like, that it was driving me nuts. That's how infatuated I was with this girl. So every week I would go to that party because I knew that she would be there. So we would all go there. Well, that wasn't the only reason why I went there, but I knew she would be there. So that just made it a little more exciting. But the entire week I would obsess over her, like, all week long, 24 hours a day. Is that weird and bizarre? Am I the only one that does that?
No.
Well, anyway, so I
was... That's why you got off. That makes sense.
I didn't get off. I'm not a disgusting degenerate. My God. No, but I was standing there, and then she... Oh, my God. She was wearing this, like... She's a little bit tall. Because I remember asking her how tall she was, because I was very fascinated by her. But anyway,
As she's brushing up against you? Oh, you're, like, following.
Oh, how tall are you, by the way?
How tall are you? You're kind of, like... Stay right there. Let me measure you.
No, so she, so it was so mobbed in there, and then it was hot, and then, like, we were, you know, tipsy, so when you're, like, half drunk in a place, and then the place is mobbed to the point that it was, like, you could see the wetness in the air, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was wet and damp, and, well, anyway, and then, but she, in this disgusting environment, she managed to glow like there was a light shining and angels behind her playing violins and cherubs. And she's just, she stayed so beautiful and perfect in this disgusting environment that anyone else would look like a mangy, wet dog. Right? So then she walks by and I'm like, oh my God, this is too tight of an area for her to pass by. And then, like, she was getting closer. So I didn't know. I said, I wonder if she's going to turn around or pass me facing me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't turn around, honey. And she, the whole head to toe, I was a whole entire body rub. That was what, it was what a disgusting thrill I got out of it. It was gross.
Oh, but when I say get off, that's what I mean, a thrill.
Yeah, it was a little, yeah, it was a little perverse thrill. And then we ended up talking.
A random girl, knowing you, if it was just a random girl, you wouldn't have thought twice about it. You just had a thing for this girl.
No, I mean, I've been rubbed up against, you know, I mean, how many times I've been rubbed up when you're in a situation like that where, I mean, if the girl's good looking, it, you know, it doesn't bother me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, yeah, her, I was fascinated.
I wouldn't really give it two thoughts. Unless the girl was passing by me and I liked her, I would, you know, touch her by her waist and ask her if she wants a drink. That's my little line.
Yeah, well, it was a very sexy moment because we were like, hi, hi, you know, and like we both knew that we were rubbing up against each other. Well, anyway, we eventually did start. Oh, it was so hot. She's so hot. I always regretted messing that up because we did end up talking and then I totally screwed it up because I dissed her and I didn't want to diss her. I accidentally dissed her. And no, it wasn't accidental. It was a reaction that I had because I was too nervous that I was talking to her. Does that make any sense to you? Are you understanding me?
What did you do?
I totally blew her off because I was nervous that we were having interactions. And I knew that it was going to lead to possibly us maybe, you know, hanging out or going out or whatever, because she was very forward. And but also a lot of people were attracted to her, so I didn't want to be another one of her love slaves, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So I just felt like, what does she think, I'm gonna be another person that's, you know, throwing myself at her? So I blew that, but I did it on purpose, and I totally blew that, and I was madly in love with her. Was that love or infatuation? I feel like I huffed about 10 pounds of coke right now. Even talking about her drives me nuts. What?
Infatuation. It's not love.
Yeah, I think I was just really super infatuated. But it was a very long infatuation.
I'm mad at you for sabotaging it.
I'm mad at me too for that.
Give her a call.
No, because... No, well, let me tell you...
Wait, you can call her up and describe the whole conversation of the rub.
Yeah, I could tell her, remember that time? And then she'd be like, what? I was drunk. I don't remember that. Or maybe she does remember it, and we both have that memory.
It was a misconnection, and you fucked it
up. Yes, it was it's an unrequited misconnection. That's the one girl in my head. Well, she's not the girl that got away, but she's, you know, the one person in my head that I do occasionally think back to, like, gee, I wonder what would have happened. But we do know people in common, so I do know her happenings, and I know who she's dating and what's going on in her life, and I'm a little disappointed at where she's taken her life. So maybe it's better that we didn't hook up, and maybe if we would have hooked up, maybe we wouldn't have hit it off, you know?
Right. So it'll remain a mystery.
Yeah, but for her, she's got a million mysteries, probably.
So, but you're not the only one.
Right. No, she's very popular, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So, I like women who are choosy. You know what I mean? Like, if you go out with a new girl, like, every month you're on a date with someone new, like, I feel like just another one being rotated through the revolving door of your life. Like, I want to feel like, wow, this person doesn't really go out with a lot of people, but she's going out with me. There must be something special. I need that validation from a person. I don't want to feel like another bimbo whore that's dating this person who dates a million people. And it doesn't matter if you're both femme. I still feel dirty and trashy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't feel any less... like a dumb idiot whore. I mean, it looks worse when women do it with men, like that they're idiots, they're going out with this guy that's a player. Like, it looks worse.
They're fucking them, too. It's so gross.
Right, well, she wouldn't be getting anywhere with that with me, that's for sure.
I know, but I know this girl, she's, like, straight, and she's, like, dating all these guys, and, like, it only lasts for a few weeks here, a few weeks there.
Oh, God.
I know. It's like she's having sex like nothing. Fucking straight women.
Huh? Well, why don't you tell her that's disgusting? Why don't you tell her? Say, what you're doing is disgusting. You're going to catch a freaking disease from one of these guys.
No, I told her. I said, you have to go slow. You have to get to know someone.
Well, if you have to tell her that, then she's a lost cause.
She's a little young, I know.
But what are you going to do? You know, this is life. Is dealing with other people.
Look, women could be dirty bitches too, but men have, like, you know, the herpes, the war. Like, even if you're wearing a condom, like, I don't know, your skin is still touching. You get all those viruses.
You could still catch something if a guy's wearing a condom.
You could catch a lot of virus diseases, the warts. You could catch the herpes.
Chlamydia, all of that stuff, gonorrhea, all of it. Even if he's wearing a condom, that doesn't matter. Everything else is exposed, you know?
Yeah.
Can we not talk about STDs when I'm talking about a goddess?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Destroying my vision, my memory.
I'm sorry. You started talking about the dating and everything, and it's just when I hear that, I think of everybody sleeping with each other.
Because people are disgusting and degenerated and...
overrated.
Sex is disgusting. It really is, but it feels good. So what are you going to do? We need it. It is also healing. It's disgusting, but it's also healing. You know, you need it. What are you going to do? I mean, to some degree, right?
Yeah, but it's also overrated. I think it's overrated when people make it like the center and the focus.
Yeah. Casual sex is definitely overrated.
Yeah, that.
But I think...
I like intimacy.
Yeah, well, I think making love and having sex with someone that you're really into is better than any drug.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most euphoric feelings on the planet, other than, I don't know, maybe heroin, right?
Heroin.
Right. But probably not less dangerous, because you could catch an STD that can kill you. Which is why I like to sleep with women who basically only sleep with women, because you narrow down your wrists. And the only way I would make out with a straight woman again is if she gargled with turpentine. Thanks. I'm kidding. I'm just being mean. Hold on. To me is that you really think that the people you're dating, like, you believe everything the person you're dating is saying. This is the thing with women, is that they actually believe the things that their girlfriends tell them. Oh, I don't listen to the show. Really? You don't listen to a show that your girlfriend is on? And then the girl will believe them. No, my girlfriend doesn't listen to the show, Sandy. You're wrong.
Why would somebody lie? That's so ridiculous.
What?
Why would somebody lie about that? Like, if they said, I haven't listened yet, and they keep saying that, why would they lie about it?
I have a friend, no names mentioned, and she, if I ask her, oh, did you hear the last show, she will tell me no. And then she'll say shit that was said on the show. And I'm like, oh my God, she listened to the show. But she won't tell me that she listened to the show. And I don't know what that little power game is, that they don't want you to know that they listen. I don't know.
If somebody tells me something, I'm not going to start accusing them. You know what I mean?
No, but you know that someone you're dating is going to listen to something that you're doing that's public. And if they're interested in you, they're not going to be interested in something that you... I mean, who would believe
that's
that?
I thought.
No, but I love how indignant you just were. See, we didn't record the part where you were like, no, she doesn't listen. She would never lie to me. And then I have another friend, and she refuses.
You know why? Because that's what they're doing to me. Oh, I haven't listened to the show yet. What's it about? Da 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 da.
Well, she must find you extraordinarily boring if she doesn't want to hear you talk. I listen to people who I'm not dating. And with this show, a lesbian would not be interested in listening to something titled The Lesbian Mafia, where the person she's dating is on it? You've got to be kidding me. If you actually believe that, you're an idiot. You're a fucking...
I'm laughing, but I hate you right now.
See, this is why you need friends, because you...
I believe until they give me a reason to not believe. No, but she told me, she's like, I haven't had the chance.
Really?
Get it? Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. She's like, I haven't had the chance. And then she's like, tell me more about it, you know?
Oh, really? You haven't had the chance. Because if I was...
People are busy.
Oh, she's so busy. Let me tell you something. If I was talking to someone and she told me, oh, you know what? I do a podcast online. You should listen, you know? It would be probably 24 hours before I would listen. Like, 24 hours would not pass, and I would have already had listened to it, if I'm interested in that person.
Right, right. My ex-girlfriends told me that they'd listen, though.
Well, you're dealing with a different personality. I have certain friends that won't tell me when they listened.
But maybe you're right, because this person, they turn around and, like... I don't know, I'm very private, and you're so out there.
Right, like they have a sense of...
Yeah.
Well, you're not that out there. I mean, you know, we protect our identities on here for a lot of
That's
different
what I
reasons.
I let her know, like, you know.
It's out there, but it's not technically out there, you know, we're not...
She said,
like,
even just for a promoter, like, that, you know, she's like, you know, being pro, she's like, you're very in the scene. And I'm like, well... I do a lot of work from online. Like, I'm not constantly out at the clubs, you know what I mean?
Well, anyway, back to what we were saying.
But anyway.
Is that women are stupid and they believe the people that they're with. You can't believe everything they say if it sounds suspicious. If it sounds weird, you have to have a little bit of, you know, common sense to know.
You're right, because I got offended. I was like, a little bit, I got offended, like.
Yeah. Well, because that's like, what, you're not interested in me? You don't
care. Like, this is a part of my life. I was a little bit like, ew. But you might be right, because we had that conversation a week ago, and we never really had it again after that. You know what I mean?
Up till that week, believe me, she listened.
No, and then you're right, because that came up, and then she said no, and then she made a little bit like a snide comment, and I just thought it was kind of weird, yeah. Like, that
it's happened. Very difficult having a friend, and then your friends tell you shit about their girlfriends, and you're just like, you have to know when to shut up sometimes, but
yeah,
there's also
yeah.
other times where you're just like, oh my god, you know, like when somebody just really believes everything their girlfriend says, and you know it's bullshit, like you just, it's really hard to bite your tongue. Like, I had this friend, and I hadn't seen her in a while, right, and I saw her, and then I'd met her new girlfriend, so then, you know, we started hanging out a little bit, and I just started getting this really bad vibe about her girlfriend. I had a feeling that this girl was cheating on her, and I couldn't say anything, and it was horrible, okay? So, and then I remember one time we were in the car, and you know that song?
What?
Because I'm not the perfect person. That song?
Yeah.
I'm not a perfect person. What song is that?
The reason. I found the reason.
Listen to something.
Right.
Well, whenever this song would come on, she would be like... She'd be like, right. Oh my god, I love this song, you know, and like she would like turn it up, and I was like, I had to listen to this fucking annoying song, and in the song, it's about someone who, and I'm saying, like, how much more obvious can it get that this is your girlfriend's favorite song right now?
Oh, the girlfriend would say that?
Yes, she'd be like, oh my god, I love this song.
Oh, my God.
And she would blast that song. And then I was in my head, I was like, oh, my God, this bitch is cheating.
I got the lyrics. I'm not a perfect person, but there's many things I wish I didn't do. But I continue learning. I never meant to do these things to you. Wait, and so I have to say before I go that I just want you to know I found the reason for me to change who I used to be. a reason to start over new, and the reason is you.
Oh, right, right. And I knew, I'm like, this bitch is singing this to somebody in her head.
Like, I cheated right. on you, and I'm going to be with her, but I'm going to be a better person with her.
Right. So then, now you know when somebody has your shit figured out, they're not going to like you. When someone's girlfriend knows mm-hmm. that you have their shit figured out, when they sense that, they're not going to like you. Okay? Now, I'm not saying she didn't like me, because she did. She was very nice. But there was a little bit of something, a little bit of friction between us that was not caused by me. So she started making some problems, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to hang out with these bitches anymore because this bitch is starting to, you know? Like, I'm just not going to be able to hang out because she's just always making, like, weird friction, like weird friction-y kind of things. Right? So I said, oh, I'm not going to be able to hang out with, because first of all, I know that she's cheating on her, and I can't say anything, and it's fucking killing me. Right? And then, don't you know, I found out. After I stopped, you know, really socializing with them, 6 months later, they broke up. If I heard correctly, if I understood correctly, she's with someone else. She has another girlfriend. Okay? So don't fucking tell me. This is the thing. When you have a friend and you know that they're getting dogged out, it's better to just dip out of the scene because that shit'll drive you crazy. Because I have another friend and I know she's getting dogged out and she's not really in a position to do anything, even if she is.
Just don't give details.
Well, I know
it's
that.
Better, honestly, too, when I see a friend or I know somebody who their boyfriend or girlfriend, like, they're not doing them right. Like, I've learned to just stay out of it. Like, I'll give little clues or whatever, which I really shouldn't be giving anyway. Like, if I don't think anything is cool or appropriate, like, but that you have to learn to just, like, leave it alone.
Yeah, you do.
They're gonna make it about you.
Yes, but I'm codependent, so that's very hard. I rather remove myself from the situation if I know that I'm dealing with someone that is getting dogged out and shit's going to blow out. And then I can't explain.
No, I'd rather you tell me.
Let me tell you, you don't always get rewarded for that.
What happened to that girl and the girlfriend? Look, babe. The one that was the reason.
Listen, I see right through. I know
you
a fucking
cheat. You
mean
her, cheating on her.
Yeah, the reason, her, yeah.
So eventually they broke up, right?
They did. They broke up and she had another girlfriend. She found somebody.
She
left her for the reason.
The reason was her.
Yeah. And whatever. And when you pick stupid girlfriend, here's the point. The moral of the story is when you pick a stupid girlfriend, you make everyone suffer. You make your friends suffer. You make your family suffer. Everyone suffers when you pick a dumb girlfriend. So pick a decent girlfriend, for crying out loud.
Don't date a stupid bitch
because then you want to let her drive you crazy. Fine, let her drive you crazy. Don't tell other people your shit. You want to drive yourself crazy, lock yourself in a room with the bitch and drive yourself crazy. Don't drive everyone else crazy when you know that bitch is cheating on you, but you can't admit it.
And let your friends suffer.
And then you make your friends suffer, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you're itchy, and you don't know why. Come on. Let some bitch come at me with a disease now. I will kick her fucking ass.
What if they cheat and you don't have any warning signs and then you're like with them and you're sleeping with them? Like,
Then you do like what the men do. You get a fucking samurai sword and you hack that bitch up. You stab her 100 times in the neck just like the men do. Look, sometimes I say to myself, you know, I read these stories and I'm like, you know, these men are sick. And then I say to myself, I hear a small voice in my head.
Oh my god. Your tweets? I didn't know what to think. What the fuck happened over there in Mafia Twitter land?
I've been wilding out on Twitter. Sometimes I get possessed by a ghost.
Let them go.
Yeah, I get possessed.
We need an exorcism.
Yeah, I get possessed by, like, you know, she's probably a feminist ghost from very long ago.
Yeah, Victorian era.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I get possessed, and then I go on man-hating tweets.
Right.
Well, okay. But nobody has a problem when I do the woman-hating tweets. People only notice the things that, you know what I mean? Whatever, anyway. With all that commotion in the background.
I'm at the psych hospital watching the kids, and he's doing the Michael Jackson moonwalk. And throwing themselves on the floor and doing cartwheels. And then one of the kids who threw himself on the floor, he comes over to me. He's like, why did you give me a needle? It hurt. And I said, because you're throwing yourself on the floor, you're spitting water at everyone, and he spit at a nurse.
Do you ever feel like a Satan worshiper, that you give all those kids... that you drug up children every day? I mean, how do you live with that? Are you happy that you're changing jobs? Thank Jesus Christ. Do you pray to God at night? Do you go to sleep at night praying to God for forgiveness to absolve you of everything that you've done in the past year being at that job?
Listen, these kids, they're not real kids. They're like...
Yeah, oh, that's the prop. That's the issue. So if you have a child, make
sure... They hit you. You have to do something. Not all of them get medicated like that, but whatever. I'm getting a new job, and yeah, I was very depressed until I had one. Until I found one.
You say they're not even children to you anymore. They're just like beasts.
They're seeds of Chucky. That's what they are. The children of the corn. I call them seeds of Chucky.
Well, I hope that you pray to God for forgiveness for all of the drugs that you've given all those kids. You're like Nurse Ratchet.
Oh, please. Listen, if you worked and if you saw what I dealt with, okay? If you saw what I dealt with...
I would be giving myself shots if I had your job. Okay, what was the tweet you read?
It said... heterosexuality leads to suffering and death. I don't even know, because I wasn't sure what page I landed on, if that was really the Lesbian Mafia Twitter.
Now, what if you didn't know the Lesbian Mafia? Would you read that and be like, wow, those people are fucking off their rocker?
I really like, who the fuck are these people? I want to meet them.
If I didn't know the Lesbian Mafia and I read that shit, but if I didn't know the Lesbian Mafia and I came across that page and I read all that crazy shit, I would be like, oh my God, these fucking people are nuts. And I would think they were hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, who is stupid enough to get mad at that? Like, you have to have no sense of humor whatsoever. Not saying that it's funny, but just the fact that you're actually saying it is what's funny. You know what I mean? Like, people are so stupid. Why? Can whoever's smoking by my window move it away from my window, please? Hold on. Whoever's smoking by my window over here, can you move it down? Move it away from my window. I don't want to get cancer. I quit smoking so I don't have to get cancer. So can you move it down a little, please? You know, I feel like Bloomberg should not just ban... smoking in those areas. I feel like Bloomberg should ban smokers themselves. I feel like smokers should be jailed. Because what they're doing is they're blowing their black lung in your face and exposing you to illness. Am I wrong about this? I think smokers should be jailed. Let me tell you, I smoked for 20 years. I was never... one of those smokers that would blow smoke in your freaking face, who would even think about smoking in your house. Have I gone off into a tangent?
Yeah.
Well, I was never, you know, a rude smoker like that. No, I wouldn't smoke in people's cars. I just wouldn't do it. And I was always very self-conscious. Like, did I smell? Did I smell like cigarettes? Was it in my hair?
Indeed.
What?
It is a bad habit.
Oh, you want me to stop?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll stop.
All right.
Oh, hi again. So, thanks so much for hanging out with us. This was a joy, a pleasure, and a delight talking to you again after such a long period of time. If you need to get us, you can email info@thelesbianmafia.com. You can leave a voicemail at 347-989-9999.
@2TLM. You can get us on twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. We're on Facebook. We're even still on MySpace. So if you need to get a hold of us, it is not very hard to do. We're very accessible. And I read everything. I answer everything, not always in a timely fashion, but, you know, I do my best, and I'm really good at it, and I will continue to do it for as long as I can. So thanks for all of the messages and the emails, and I listen to everything, and I've read everything. I will be getting back to you at some point very soon if you haven't heard back. But what else? So I think that's it for now. So I'm just going to say goodbye, and we will talk again very soon. Ta for now. Bye-bye.